the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. In episode 141, learn how to transform your story into a powerful tool for change with Michelle Dewsbury.
Yeah, and we have to remember there's 8 billion people on this planet and the mass majority of them live in poverty. So it's really kind of addressing these issues first so that we can empower them to learn the skill sets that they need in order to have constructive conversations instead of using fists and anger, you know, being able to really kind of empower them and uplift these individuals because they're human. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting in these third world countries, these developing nations. That is the mass majority of who lives on our planet. And we are not providing to them what it is that they need. They have a lack, and a lack in basic necessities will then increase domestic violence and sexual abuse in different populations. So we really have to utilize what God gave us, love, and be able to help.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast, a place where stories of strength and resilience and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Charlene Lynch, and I'm honored to be your guide on this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving the car, sipping a cup of tea, or simply taking a moment to yourself, I want you to know that you're in a safe place. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community, a beacon of hope, and a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who'll share a story that resonates at the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and unwavering strength that lies within each and every one of us. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let the healing begin. But before we dive into today's inspiring narrative, a quick reminder that if you find value in our episodes, please consider supporting us by subscribing, sharing, and leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach the hearts and spread the message of healing at the speed of love. I'm excited today. We have Michelle in the room, and she is a powerhouse, an advocate for those who've experienced pain and trauma, transforming personal stories into powerful narratives. She is the founder and CEO of Unsilenced Voices. And I'm so excited we're going to dive in today to find out, how did you get where you are? Where did your journey begin?
Yeah, hello, everybody. I'm super excited to be here. Charlene, this is going to be a great, great episode. So I'll just start from the beginning. A little bit about me. I grew up in a small town in Idaho and moved around my whole life. My daddy was military, so we bounced around from school to school. When I graduated high school, I decided that I wanted to move to Hollywood, California to pursue an acting career. So I moved and packed my car full of shoes and clothes, and I ended up in the starlight, and I loved it. You know, I loved being in front of the camera, and I loved doing commercials and plays and all of the glitz and the glam. Well, fast forward, I ended up meeting somebody who I thought was going to be my Prince Charming. And lo and behold, it turned out to be a very violent relationship. I ended up staying with this person for over 4 years, experiencing all forms of domestic violence. And I never grew up with domestic violence at all, so I had no idea what I was facing. When I escaped that relationship, I began to document my story. And I ended up writing it out and writing and performing a 65-minute solo play about my experience in domestic violence called But I Love Him. And that's when the true miracles really started to happen. God put on my heart to do something even more with my story, because our stories do not define us, but we get to define how those stories get to affect us and the people around us. I pulled up my bootstraps and I ended up suing my abuser for the abuse that I endured. And I used a large portion of that settlement money to start the nonprofit Unsilenced Voices. We began Unsilenced Voices in 2017, starting in Ghana, expanding to Sierra Leone, where the bulk of our programming still is. We've also done work in Rwanda and the United States. And then in 2019, I began speaking and coaching and traveling around the world, telling my story, and then realizing it's not all about Michelle Jewsbury. It's about helping other people tell their stories. So that's where we can go from, Charlene.
I love it. I love it. It's such a powerful, and it just, but when you, and this is for our listeners as well, when you talk about your story, it's not coming from a place of still being in the story. You've processed it, and now you're coming from that powerful place of being healed. And I think for many of us, when we're telling our story, it sounds to the listener like we're coming still from that victim space. So it's beautiful how you can convey your story from the victor perspective, and it comes across in your body language and in your intonation and everything. And you can feel the energy when you're speaking about it. So for those of you today listening, if you're telling your story and there still is any sticking points, if you're still getting any level of charge in it, you really need to do a little bit more work so that when you are having those conversations, that it can come across still with that level of authenticity, but not with that level of charge, because it just comes across at a completely different level. It sounds less like having therapy on stage. It comes more from the space of, I've been through it, I can help you through it. And it really does make a difference. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is so juicy, Michelle. So now I've got to find out. Now you're coaching people to help them with their story. And this is also from a public speaking perspective, but also writing books because you have a publishing house.
Yeah, I mean, we don't technically have a publishing house, but every year we publish a book. We do a self-publishing with Amazon, and it's called Breaking the Silence: Voices of Survivors. So we have up to 25 authors in each one of those curated books, and it's anybody who's experienced domestic violence or grief or suicide or drug addiction or trafficking or some type of sexual abuse, any type of ailment or adversity that somebody has faced, we open up the pages and allow them to tell their story because every story is very, very powerful. Oftentimes, what people don't realize is that we tend to throw away things that we've gone through. But oftentimes, our trash is somebody else's treasure. So it's up to us to open up our voices and open up the pages to be able to write our stories and speak our stories. So we also, of course, teach people how to have the public speaking skills, be able to start a nonprofit if they choose to be able to curate courses and classes for other people so that we can really get your voice heard. Because this isn't, like I said, about me. It's about the audience. It's about you listening at home, whether you are sipping that cup of coffee or listening while you're working or listening while you're driving. Exactly. I love it. But it really is super, super important to be able to tell that story. And Charlene, you said something really important that oftentimes we're still a victim when we start speaking up. And that's okay. When you get to the point where you can actually forgive, and this is called healing through love on purpose, because you first have to love yourself and forgive yourself, but then you forgive that perpetrator or the person who's hurt you. And that forgiveness is not for them. That forgiveness is for you so that you can tell that story in a way that empowers and impacts people to make some significant changes in their lives, but really kind of empower them to move past the circumstances that they've gone through.
Absolutely, to shift to the other side. I love it on every level. And humans love story. We love connection. It's how we learn, it's how we tell our history. It's ancient. And if we think about it, the Bible is a series of stories as well. Like it's how we do life. Yeah. So, how can your story, listeners, how can that help others heal? and help you heal as well. And nothing more beautiful than having it in a collaborative book and also learning the art of speaking so that you can share your story with others. It's very, very powerful. So I'd just love to know, like, moving forward for you in 2025, how can you see your business and your charity? How can you see that expanding?
So if you're not watching the video, then you don't know how excited I am right now. But if you're watching, you can see the excitement because we have an opportunity to gain a lot of funding for Unsilenced Voices. And in doing that, we plan to expand our services throughout Sierra Leone, but also do expansion throughout the continent of Africa. Not exactly sure where we'd go next. I have a huge calling and a huge heart to get into the Middle East. Also expand our services in the United States and other first world countries like Australia or New Zealand, Canada, even parts of Mexico. So with Unsilenced Voices, we have a lot that we want to do. The next phase is building a vocational training center with housing in Sierra Leone. And then what we want to do in Tampa, Florida, is build a day center with wraparound services and emergency housing. So very, very large goals. We're going to start with Sierra Leone to make sure that we can sustain that and then expand from there. With speaking, I am honored. I know that this is being recorded in December of 2024, but I am speaking in a huge stage in the next 2 weeks. And that's where I get to inspire and impact hundreds of people on this audience and be able to open up my calendar to have a mastermind. And we also have multiple legacy camps happening throughout 2025 to help people with three specific things: publishing your book, speaking on stage, and creating courses and content. So two different businesses. We have a team for both of them. One is for profit, one is nonprofit.
I love it. You're speaking my language. This is about healing and this is about holding that frequency so that others can hear your voice. And obviously, the next step from that is running a business that is based on that, or that part of your business involves part of your story. And that can go in either direction, either a not-for-profit or it can be a run a business, or I suspect,
Can
as
be
you and I
both.
run both, it can also.
Yeah.
Yes, and I in the go honest, Michelle, in the early days when I knew that this is the thing that I needed to be doing, holding the space for others to heal, I had to make a decision really early in the piece that that wouldn't be where my income was going to come from, because I could tell this was going to cost me money and it wasn't going to be something that I was going to be making money from. So what it did is it forced me to have a look at other ways that I can use my skill sets to help others and run a business in tandem so that I can still run a business and that business supports the charity. And yes, it's fantastic when you can get support and grants to help the business move forward. Here in Australia, we have similar backgrounds with grants, and you obviously have the same thing there. Is that right, Michelle? With grants.
Yes, grants, but we rely on a lot of private donors. So we were formed in 2017 and we actually have not received one grant. It's all been private donations running six-figure businesses. I've learned that relationship capital is the most important thing that you can have for your business, for your nonprofit, for growth, right? Relationship capital, nurturing those relationships. You have to show up in order to blow up. Go to these events, meet these amazing people. I was literally just in an event in Las Vegas where I was hanging out with congressmen. I met Kristi Noem, who is the governor of South Dakota. Met a handful of other individuals like Rick Grenell, who was national intelligence, and all of these amazing people. And then you add that to the Rolodex that I've been able to meet so far, from the Sharon Lecters, the Greg Reeds, Lee Steinberg, who, if you follow American football, Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his agent is Lee Steinberg. So Lee Steinberg helped us raise $100,000 at one of our charity luncheons about 2 years ago. Utilizing these amazing people will help you to grow, and we teach you how to do that, right? That's the one thing that I can say I do very well, and I can help people do the same thing.
Oh, I love that. When you've got a heart for change and not much change in your wallet, it is definitely about the relationships that you have. Here in Australia, we've got a really dynamic conglomerate of people, both run by the business companies and also run by government and also individuals that network with each other to assist each other, but they independently take care of different sections of the challenge and family and domestic violence. So some work in and around housing, others work in and around finance. So they individually take care of different pillars. And the great thing is that they've created a beautiful community to support people. So we just recently went to the Zara Foundation fundraiser, and that was to raise funds for them. However, all of the other groups were there raising funds for them as well. So it's beautiful to see so many humans with this heart for change that really want to pay it forward and make a difference for others. And
And coalitions are very important. So what you're talking about is coming together. It's not about this organization or that person. It's about how we can come together, pick up where other people may not be able to, and see how we can really make a difference. Human trafficking is a really big issue. 100% of human trafficking victims have experienced domestic violence. So there's that huge correlation between the two, sexual abuse. And I know in Australia, I've only been there once, but the Indigenous community really go through a lot of this uneducated about the sexual violence. Same thing when we go to Africa, the communities there, they don't know what they don't know. And it's to educate in a way that is not demoralizing to them, but uplifting to them and their communities so that you can really see a positive shift and a positive change.
It is all about awareness. That's where the whole journey begins, whether you're talking about self-awareness or awareness on a topic. And that's what I love about the podcast. It gives us an opportunity, Healing Through Love, to have the conversations, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and everything else in between, to raise people's consciousness, raise their levels of awareness, to see what really is happening to on this planet at this time, which really, you think that we have should have moved past all of this, that with the majority of the human race coming to a level of awareness, that it would be great for our children not to experience this, or at least our children's children not to experience this, that this would be a thing of the past. Domestic violence, what's that? I would love that to be the thing.
Yeah, and we have to remember there's 8 billion people on this planet, and the mass majority of them live in poverty. So it's really kind of addressing these issues first so that we can empower them to learn the skill sets that they need in order to have constructive conversations instead of using fists and anger, being able to really kind of empower them and uplift these individuals because they're human. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting in these third world countries, these developing nations. That is the mass majority of who lives on our planet. And we are not providing to them what it is that they need. They have a lack, and a lack in basic necessities will then increase domestic violence and sexual abuse in different populations. So we really have to utilize what God gave us, love. And be able to help to give back to do things on this planet that can really, really make a difference. And whether you believe in Buddha or Jesus or Allah, right? The number one common denominator is love. And that's what we lack, unfortunately.
True. Yeah. So a yes and, Michelle, what we notice here with the conversations is that it affects everybody, not just from one socioeconomic background, not from geographic, that we've had people who you would least expect and to have a challenge have opened up on this program to have conversations who, well, it's left people speechless. And so it affects everybody, both men and women, and everyone else in between. And it affects every demographic and every religion. And it's the conversation that needs to be had. And if you're listening today and you've got a heart for change and you've got a story, then lean in to what Michelle is offering for this beautiful community so that you can learn more about how your story can be shared and how you can take that step forward. Now, if we've got people that are listening today, Michelle, and they're curious about what's next for them, if they have got this story and they want to get it out, what could that look like for them when they're working with you?
Yeah, definitely. So if you go to michelledewsbury.com, and I'll spell it because my last name is difficult sometimes. So it's MichelleJewsBury. There's an option on every single one of the pages on that website that you can book a call with me. Book that call. Let's have a conversation about your story. I need to find out what it is that you want. This is not about what I want. If you want to publish a book, if you want to be a part of an anthology, if you want to speak on more stages, if you want to launch, grow, or build a nonprofit, or launch, grow, and build a business, if you're already a coach and you'd really like to start monetizing even more and create some courses and content that can really help people, we take your story and help you achieve all of those things, some of those things, or none of those things. It's all up to you. So you tell us, and we help you make it happen.
Oh, I love that. Now, all of Michelle's links are in the show notes and in the show description. So I just click away and you can get connected. And I love that it begins with a beautiful conversation. I've recently changed how my sales funnel works. And now when people are a VIP, a vaguely interested person, I just love that. Conversation, because I've found that I can find out if you're a good fit or really if there's someone else that better would serve you. And it's changed the whole conversation, and it has meant that I've said no to some, and I've pointed in the right direction of working with different people that are a better fit for where they are in the journey. I love it. I love it. But too often we see when we're doing business, it's just press a button. And this is so much of a more beautiful way is to start with a beautiful story, a beautiful connection, because that's what we're about, is having that next level of connection. I love it. So now you've got a community as well of people, and how does that work?
So we're just starting a mastermind because many of my clients are like, "What's next? We've gone through Legacy Camp. I've published in the book. I want more." So we've just started a mastermind. It's very limited. It's only 12 people per mastermind. We have two of them. I just launched it today, the day that we are literally recording this conversation. And as of right now, we already have 6 out of the 12 in our first mastermind, and then we'll fill up the other. The community that I am building is a community of change makers, right? The mastermind is called Voices of Impact. We've started a podcast as well called Voices of Impact, and the nonprofit is Unsilenced Voices, and we stand for telling your story. So it all kind of is a mosh posh together, I guess I should say, and it all goes together. But this community is really of people who are using their talents, using their stories, and really making a difference. And those are the types of clients that I want to work with, are people who know, okay, if I get this type of assistance, I can use this story of cancer or of domestic violence or of we have a man who published his story of childhood sexual abuse in our last collaboration. There's going to be somebody who picks up that book, reads his story, and goes, "You know what? He's been able to overcome. I can too," right? That's what we want, are people who can make a difference on this planet.
Oh, I love it, Michelle, on every level. It's beautiful. So those links will be in the show notes and also in the show description. In a moment, I'm going to ask you, Michelle, to share your final words of wisdom. But before Michelle shares, if you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and/or domestic violence, we run beautiful Pamper Days all around the world. In Australia, it's Adelaide, Sydney, and Brisbane. And in America, we run them in several locations, just starting up in Japan and also Hong Kong as well. So reach out if you're a survivor, and we'll direct you to the closest Pamper Day for you. If you're listening today and you are a practitioner, and you've got a heart for change and you want to make a difference, lean into Healing Through Love, connect with us, and we'll point you in the right direction as to where you can serve just for one day, just to turn up, hold that space, pay it forward, and help make a difference to survivors. We'd love to connect you. That's fabulous. Now, Michelle, final words of wisdom to our audience. Can you please share?
Sure. Have you ever seen the movie Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Okay, so in that movie, and I wish it wasn't already trademarked, but there's a fish named Dory, and Dory is kind of a ditz, and the voice is by Ellen DeGeneres, and she's fun and funny, but every 10 seconds she forgets where she is. And the one thing, exactly, right? The one thing that she always sings to herself is just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. So, if you are listening and if you have gone through ailments, if you are going through something now, I want you to remember just keep swimming.
Ah, oh, that is so beautiful. That's a goodbye from us here at Healing Through Love, and a goodbye from Michelle.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.